Okay, we're on the top of Teshuvah Lamed Aleph. Bishlom Einu Mefarshi Elav Asayu Minolim. So that all these ones that are mentioned, they were Nevi'im and their fathers were also Nevi'im. So how do we know that they're Nevi'im? Rashi, Bishlom Yirmiyo Hanamel Dixi Vayovo Elei Hanamel Ben Dovi Kedvar Hashem Boruch Visario Masinu Shayu Tamid Yirmiyo Boruch Dixi Mipiv Yikore Elei Asadvorim Ho'ele Vani Kosev Al HaSefer Bidyo Visaroya Visoch Sefer Yirmiyo Hadover Asher Tziva Yirmiyo Saroya Ben Machsiyo Umatzinu B'Talmidi Nevi'im Shayu Nevi'im. We found that all these Talmidim of Nevi'im were also Nevi'im. So we know that these people were Nevi'im. Nocha Ruach Eliyahu Al Elisha V'Yoshua Talmid Moshe. So we know that if they were Talmidim of Yirmiyah, Mestama, they were Nevi'im too. Ulakam Antanya B'Braisa Borach Ben Neriya V'Saroya Ben Machsiyah V'Daniel U'Mordechai V'Chagai Zechariah Malachi Kula Nisnavu B'Shnashtai L'Dayovish. All of them were Nevi'im in the same period of time, in the second year of Dayovish. But how do we know that, what's it called, that their fathers were Nevi'im? Right, so Mara says, the Omar Ula, Kedu'ula, the Omar Ula, called Makum Sheshmo V'Shem Ovi bin Nevi'is, Yadu'a Shu Novi ben Novi. Wherever it mentions the name of a known Novi and his father, then we know his father was also a Novi. Because otherwise it wouldn't make sense to be Miyachis a Novi to somebody who Bechlau was unimportant. So it wouldn't mention his father Bechlau. The fact that Marshaw says that it mentions his father is because his father was also a Navi. Shmo Velo Shem Avi, wherever it mentions his name, but doesn't mention who his father was, the Yadua Shehu Navi Velo Ben Navi. And then you know that his father wasn't a Navi. Shmo V'Shem Iro Mefurish B'Yadua Shehu Me'oso Ha'ir. If the Navi's city is mentioned, then you know that he was born in that city. Shmo Velo Shem Iro, if it doesn't mention a city, B'Yadua Shehu Mirushalayim. Then all the Nevi'im whose cities were not mentioned came from Yerushalayim. Masnisa Tana Kosha Maisa V'Maisa Avos of Stumim U'Parat L'cha Akosu Be'echad Mehem L'Shevach Higon Dvar Hashem Asher Hoi Al Tzfanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia B'Yadua Shehu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Wherever you have somebody who's mentioned, and his parents are mentioned, or his ancestors, and we don't know who he was and who he was okay, or his ancestors were okay. And by one of them it says that they were tzaddikim, that we know all of them were tzaddikim. V'chol shepart l'cha akosu b'echad mehem l'gnai, kigon v'ayhi b'chodesh ha'shvi bo Yishmuel ben Netanya ben Elishama, b'yadua shehu rasha ben rasha. We know that Yishmuel was a rasha, he killed Gedalia. So it mentions his fathers, we know that also they were Rishoyim. That's only where we don't know who the fathers were. But if it's, we know who the fathers were, Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahas, we know who they were. Then it doesn't, this rule doesn't apply. It only applies where we have people, we don't know who they were, what they were, and by one of them, it says that they were a Rosh or a Tzaddik, then you can assume the other ones were a Rishoyim or Tzaddikim also. Meisli. Omer of Nachman. Malachi zu Mordechai. Malachi is a pseudonym for Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Malachi. Why was he called Malachi? Shaya mishna lemelech. Since he was a second to the king, just like a malach is a secondary, is a emissary of the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Marashah says, Meisvei, Baruch ben Neriya, v'sarohi ben Machsia. The Gra says, it shouldn't say Masoi, it should say Machsia. The Daniel and Mordechai Bilshon, the Chagai, Zechariah and Malachi, Kula Nisnav Mishlashtayim L'Daryovish. So it says Mordechai, and it says Malachi. So you see that Mordechai and Malachi weren't the same person. Tiyufta. Tenechalam, it's Kasha. Tanya, Omer of Yeshua ben Korcha, Malachi is a Ezra. Malachi was a pseudonym for Ezra. The Chachomim Omer Malachi Shmo. And the Chachomim say that his name was Malachi. It wasn't a pseudonym for anything. That was his real name. Omer of Nach, Mishtaber command Omer Malachi ze Ezra. Makes sense to say, like the one who holds that Malachi was Ezra. Dechsib Nevi'is Malachi, Bog de Yehuda v'soeva naso v'Yisrael v'Yerushalayim, Kichil Yehuda kadosh Hashem asher ohav u'bol vas el necher. Malachi chastises Klal Yisrael for marrying non-Jewish women. Right? Uman afrish nashim nachrios. Who was the one who was, the hallmark of what he did, was to separate Klal Yisrael from their non-Jewish wives. Ezra, the Chsi, Vayan Shechenya ben Yechiel, the Bnei Elam, Vayomer LeEzra, Nachnu Mo'alnu Bevokeinu, Venoshev Noshim Nachrios. So you see the Ezra, that was part of his major accomplishment, to separate Christ from their non-Jewish wives. And Malachi, we see, also speaks about that, and it makes sense to say they're the same person. Now she, Yishmael ben Netanya, who Shaharigas Gedalia ben Achikam, Hatzadik. Yishmael killed Gedalia. Vishnash Shrein with Daryovish, Ho'achron Nisnabu with Nehagola, the second Daryovish. They all were misnabe to the Bnei HaGolah. She also the Beis HaMikdash. They go back to the Beis HaMikdash because the Shinisbat l'hamalacha zeh shmon esrei shana al yedei shomronim mishchisilu bo bimei Koresh. They started building the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Koresh, first Koresh, and he gave them permission to go up and build it. And then the shomronim came and had it stopped for 18 years. And then in the time of the second Daryovish, they started once again to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Bogdi Yehuda Sefer Dikro Bol Basil Nechar. Okay, let's go on. Tana Ravana. Arba Noshim Yefeifios Hayu Ba'olam. There were four beautiful women in the world. Sora, Avigail, Rocha, and Esther. Lamandi Omer Esther Yerakrokes. So I saw, according to the Rambam, says Esther was not pretty, but she was green. Mapik Esther Mayel Vashti. So he substitutes Vashti for Esther. Now what difference does it make? First of all, there were other pretty women. Says Rachel was Yifas Toar, Yifas Mar, but these were known to be exceptionally pretty, even more than the other ones. These were the, and Tosa says, it says Chava was the most pretty woman ever, but she was not born of a woman. She was created by the Rabban, so she's not counted. It only counts people who were born. What difference does it make? So if you don't count Vashti, it's the Vilna Gaon says that on the Pasuk, Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, Isha Yiras Hashem Itisalo, that even though Yofi and Chayin are Sheker and Hevel, that's only in a woman who only has that kind of beauty. But in Isha Yiras Hashem, her Chayin and her Yofi also should be praised. So then beauty is something to be praised, so therefore it makes a difference. But if you put in Vashti, it doesn't apply to Vashti. So the Mepharshim explained by each one that there was some Chiddush that even though she was pretty or whatever, that we're not going to go into each one, but each one had something special about her, that her beauty is mentioned specifically. Tana Rabbanan, Rachav b'shma zinsa, Rachav, all you had to do was mention her name, like we'll see, and we had it already in Tainus. That if you mentioned her name, and we had it in Brachas also, that already, what's it called, she could seduce you. Yoel Bikola. Yoel had a beautiful voice. Her voice was seductive. Avigail Bishiros. Avigail, all you had to do is remember her. Michal Bashov Beriosa. And Michal Bashov, you saw her. Omrev Yitzchak, call her Omer Rachav, Rachav, Miyad Nikri. Anybody who says Rachav, Rachav, immediately becomes a Balkari. Amarle Rav Nachman, I know I mean a Rachav Rachav lo yichusli. I said a lot of times, never happened, nothing happened to me. Amarle ki kamina biyodo uva makira. Rashi says yodo makira, same thing. You know her, you recognize her. If you knew her, right, then obviously nobody's around who knows Rachav anymore, so it's not no gay of a maisa. Atosa says yodo is even more. Yodo means that you once had relations with her, and you know her, then this will affect you. Why the Gemara says it, I think we said when we learned it in, what was it, Tainus? Where is this Gemara? Tainus, okay. Mentioned then, I don't remember what we said. Okay.
Why did they call that Omer if it's so specific? People that knew
her. Well, yeah, because, no, it's just to tell me that, what's it called, that whoever was in that situation, without exception, was, what's it called, it happened. Mordechai Yodes Kol Asher Nasa, Mai, Omar Rav, Omar Gova Homan Me'achashverosh. Right, Mordechai knew everything happened. He went out and he cried. What did he cry? He said, Homan overpowered Achashverosh. Achashverosh wasn't interested in necessarily killing all the Jews, and Homan overpowered him. Ushmuel Omar Gover Malka Eloi Me'malka Tatoi. The upper king had power over the lower one, meaning the opposite, that the lower king has power over the upper king. In other words, the Malchus over down here has made a gzeira, and that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is not interested in saving us. Rashi. B'shmo zinso, ha-masker shmo nigrach or taivis nus. A person can be seduced by just mentioning the name of Rachav. Nikri roakeri. My Omar, kishitzoak, tzoak gedol, it says Mordechai went out and he cried a great cry. Umar, a bitter and great cry. My Omar b'tzakos, what did he cry out? Rav Omar kacha yitzoek, gava homo me'achashverish, molo libo ledavr mashalo ola alev achashverish. Haman was outdid Achashverosh. Even when Achashverosh wouldn't think of doing Haman, it has decreed to do. Gover Malki law, kinu yu lehepech v'loshen nekiyah. It should really say the opposite. Malka tato is Gover Malki law, but it's a euphemism, covered for the Rabbanu Shalom. It says it the other way. Okay. Vatzischal chal ha-malka me'od, says that Mordechai, what's it called, Esther heard what Mordechai was saying, Vatischalchal Amalka Ba'ol. My Vatischalchal, Omer Rav, she pierced a nida. Because of this shocking news, she became a nida. Rabbi Yirmi Omer, she hutzrichel nekavel. She had to go to the bathroom. It upset her physically. Vatikra Esther laHasach, so she called Hasach. Omer Rav, Hasach zed Daniel. Hasach was Daniel. Loma nikra shmo Hasach, she chatchu migdul asa. He was called Hasach, because they cut him down from his greatness. He was a great ambassador or a great advisor in the previous kingdoms, and the Achashverosh cut him down. Shmuel Omer, she called Divrei Malchus Nechtochem Alpiv. Shmuel says, no, he was never cut down, just the opposite. He was still an advisor, and everything that they had to make decisions were decided according to his advice. Lodas Mazeh V'al Mazeh. So she asked, what's going on? And she said it in such a way that hinted that maybe the punishment is coming because they were over on the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's Al-Mazeh. The Al-Mazeh is a hint to the Luchos, which say, Mizeh U'Mizeh Hem Ksuvim. V'yagidu L'Mordechai Es Divrei Esther. The Ilu Ihu Lo Azot. Says they said, not that Hasach came back and said, he reported back. But the word got back to Mordechai, right? But he didn't come back. Mikan Shein Meshivin Al-Kakolo, that Esther, what's it called, was going to tell Mordechai that she wasn't interested in going to the king, which is a Dover Kalkola. It was a terrible response. It wasn't the response she should have given. You don't become a shliach to give such responses. So Hasach neatly said he quits, and the word got back other ways to Mordechai. Leich Knosis Kolayudi, Ad Asher Lo Kedas. Next Pesukim, let's get the, what's it called, the Esther told Mordechai, gather together all the Jews, let them fast for 3 days, and then I'll go to the king, Shelo Kedas. Om Rav Abba, Shelo Kedas, Hoya. Right? Shelo Kedas means, Shebechol Yom Ad Achshav Ba'onis. It's not going to be what was till now. Till now, I went forced. Only when the king called for me, and if I said no, he would have killed me, like he killed Vashti, so I was an onus. But now I'm going willingly. I'm initiating it. And even though the only reason she initiated it is to save Klal Yisrael, that's also an onus. The saving of Klal Yisrael forced her. That's not called onus. The Rambam distinguishes between a person who a goy puts a gun to his head and says, what's it called, kill the person or I'll kill you. So if he ends up killing the other person, he's not chayiv nisa. He's over chilul Hashem. He's over an iser. Right, because you're supposed to give your life for that. But the mice, you didn't do it willingly. You did it against your will. And therefore, you don't get the punishment for Gili Araya Shvichas Dom Avodah Zar if someone puts a gun to your head and you actually do it. Even though you're not allowed to do it, you're Mechal Shem Shamayim, but you don't get the punishment. But if somebody is dying and he needs to kill somebody to get their heart, right, so you can have a heart transplant, and he does it, then he gets Misa for killing that person. Eilechor is an honest. But the or Sameach, others say there's a difference between where a person is forced from an outside purpose and chooses to save himself, right, in this manner. That's not called onus. Where somebody puts a gun to your head and he's forcing you to do something on the spot is one thing. Where an illness puts a gun to your head, that's not the same thing. Then it's your choice to save your life through that. So that's not called omer. Same thing over here. Even though what pushed her to do this was to save Klai Yisrael, that was her decision. That was her own free choice. And Mela, that's not called omer. And the Mela, there's another pshat also, there's a famous Marik, that even if it is omer, but when it comes to adultery, the fact that a woman's usher to her husband, because it says, Umol amal bashem, even if a woman thinks, omer mutter, she thinks it's mutter to commit adultery. So maybe, mi beinol bein Hashem would be okay if she made a mistake. But that's called mal babayla. Right? It says, Umol mal beisha. With adultery, you become usher to your husband if you live with somebody else, if it is a mal in the husband. And that's a mal in the husband. Whether you to think that it's okay to live with somebody else is a travesty against the husband, that asks her. Kashir avadati avadati, kshem shavadati misaba kach ovid mincha. Just like I was lost to my parents, they died when I was born, so too now I'm going to be lost from you because of a bas Yisrael, an Ashes Yisrael, a regular Jewish wife, not the wife of a Kohen, who is forced to live with another man, right, is still mutter to her husband. But if she does it willingly, she's also to her husband. An Aisha's Kohen, no matter what, is always also to her husband. Vayavar Mordechai, Omer Rav, Shehever Yom Rishon Shol Pesach B'Tainis. Vayavar, what did he transgress? He passed over the first day of Pesach, fasting. Some say that the decree, Haman made his lot on the 13th of Nisan, right? And they fasted the 14th, 15th, and 16th. That means the first day of Pesach. 15th and 16th was the second day of Pesach in Chutz Laretz. And according to others, they started fasting already on the 13th. Mordechai went, when Haman made his decree, was it all happened on the same day, and they fasted the rest of that day, the end of the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Two different shittas in when the 3 days fast was, 13th, 14th, 15th, or 14th, 15th, 16th. In any case, everybody holds it included the first day of Pesach, and he fasted on the first day of Pesach, which you're allowed to do because like a Tainus Chalom, right? Somebody has a terrible dream and he feels better about fasting, so same thing over here. You fast. The Lamaisa, though, should have said that he did something worse. They didn't eat matzah. If he fasted for 3 days straight, and one of the days was the first day of Pesach, they didn't eat matzah. They never saved it. So the Mavatla mitzvah of the Oraisa of matzah. So they say, no, they didn't do that. Why? Because the tainus is inui. That means that you can't eat a kosevis like on Yom Kippur. But a kazayis you could still eat. So they ate a kazayis matzah exactly to be yotze the mitzvah of the Oraisa, and that was still considered fasting since they didn't eat the amount that's miyasav daite, the amount that you'd be chayav for on Yom Kippur. Shmuel Omar, to over Arkuma de Maya, there was a canal that separated between Shushan Habira and the rest of Shushan. There was two parts of Shushan. There was a Shushan where the commoners lived, and there was Shushan Habira, was like the capital city, Washington, D.C. And then there was Washington. So there was a canal that separated. He went over the canal to go to the Jews who lived in Shushan to tell them. Rashi. Somehow her body was, what's it called? Nismasmes means it got soft. Something happened to her body, softened it. Shechatchu migdulaso b'mei Achashverosh. In Achashverosh's time, they cut down Daniel from his greatness. Shari Belshazzar shlito tauto b'malchuso. In Belshazzar's kingdom, Daniel was third in greatness. The chen Daryovish hamodai, and same thing in Daryovish's malchus, right? But Allah minhon surchaya tauta di Daniel chad minhon, that there were three advisors, and he was one of them. The chen Koresh, and also in Koresh's kingdom, shenemar v'Daniel hatzlach v'malchus Daryovish v'malchus Koresh parso. Shemolach Achashverosh chot milo, but Achashverosh cut him down. He demoted him. The ilu iu Daniel lo also lo hashiv shlichuso hasach. If it was Daniel, didn't come back and report to Mordechai what Esther said. Ala kalkola shoyse Esther monas lovo lamela. Esther said she's not going to go to the king. So hasach said, I quit. I'm not going to be a messenger for such bad news. The Esther Sholcha Devorah, she sent it with other people told. Ad Asher Livalti Ba'onis. The Asher Mikan Ve'elich Midaiti. Till now it was all coerced, now I'm going willingly. Avadati Mimchov, Asura Niloch, I'll be ushered to you. The Ashes Israel Shenensa, Muteris Labalo, Varotzen Asura Labalo, like we said. Tosus asked, why didn't Mordechai divorce her? And then after she lived with the king willingly, take her back. She said he couldn't do that because if he divorced her, there had to be Avim, and it would become known that she was his wife, and that's the last thing he wanted. Okay. Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach, Shari B'Yugimbo B'Nisan, Nechtavu Igros, on 13th of Nisan, that's when Haman made his lot. That's when they sent out the edicts. V'Nitin Hadas B'Shushan, that's when it became known in Shushan what Haman had decreed. And the next day, they began fasting. V'Yud Dalet V'Chamishosar V'Shishosar Yisanu. Towards the evening of the 16th, that's when Haman was hung. So Haman was hung on the second day of Pesach, and that's why some people make a special Sudas Haman on the second day of Pesach to celebrate in Chutz Laretz on the second day of Pesach. Okay, the Ovar Arkuma Demaya, less of Hayehudim Shevev Rasheni. The Jews lived in Shushan proper. And what's it called? And the other Shushan Habira, Shushan DC, was on the other side of the canal. Okay. Vayehi bayom ashlishi vatilbash Esther Malchus, big day Malchus and Boyle, we had this before. Should have said she wore royal clothing. What's royalty? Omre Veloza, she dressed herself in royalty. Omre Bichanina, Malamit Shalov Shisar Ruach HaKodesh. She was enveloped with Ruach HaKodesh. Ksiv Hocho vatilbash. The lashon of being enveloped in Ruach HaKodesh is also called Levisha. Since we mentioned the Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Chanina, so we're mentioning some other things from him. Person should not take lightly the bracha of a hedyot, even a commoner. Shahari shnei gedolei hador borchum shnei hedyotos, two great people were blessed by two commoners, then the bracha was fulfilled. Ve'eluhen, David v'Daniel. David and Daniel were blessed by commoners, and the bracha took effect. David, the Barche Aravna, David was blessed by Aravna, the one he bought the Goren that became the place of the Beis HaMikdash from. And he gave him a bracha, which is the end of the pasuk. Akol Noson Ravna Hamelech Lamelech Vayomer Aravna Elamelech Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha. God should want you, should be favorable to you. So the bracha took effect. Daniel de Barchi Daryovish Dechsiv Eloch the Anplachle, the God who you serve the Tadira constantly Hu Yashes Vina. He'll save you from the lion's den, and he was saved. Just the opposite. A person shouldn't take lightly the klala of a commoner. Shari Avimelech killed Sarah. Avimelech cursed Sarah in a roundabout way. Hinehu loch kisusei. It'll be something to cover up your eyes, that you won't see what I did to you. This will be a bribe to cover your eyes up. So he said it in such a way to cover your eyes. And this guy in Bizarre. And it had an effect on, not on Sarah, but on her descendants. By Iki Zokin Yitzchak and Techena Yitzchak went blind when he was old. Vomer Blazer Mechanina Bo Rei Shloka Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Vadam. Midas Basar Vadam Adam Shofes Kedera V'Achav Nosin L'Tocha Mayim. Person puts a pot on the fire, and afterwards he puts water into the pot. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Mayim V'Achav Kaf Shofes Hakedera. What it really means over here is not that he puts the water in the pot and then puts the pot on the fire, because what's the big deal? Anybody can do that. It means he puts the water in the air and then puts the pot around it. That's the finish. Okay. V'kai mashenemar l'kol tito hamon mayim b'shamayim. Just like he put water in the heavens. First he put the water and then he made the heavens around the water. V'omer avalazom r'chanina kol ha'omer dover b'shem omro mevi gulalom. Whoever says something and the name of the person who said it brings geula to the world. Shenamar v'tom res v'lamela b'shem Mordechai. Even though this is a mission in Pirkei Avos, it's one of the 48 things that Torah Nikkas, the last one, Ha'omer Dover b'shem Amro, but it's not a mishnah. It's in the last perek of Pirkei Avos, which is a brisa. And the brisa is not every Tana knew every brisa. So the Rav Elazar Mechanina said it in his own name. He didn't know this brisa. It wasn't a Mishnah, yes, they knew, but brisas they didn't know. V'omar v'shenemar v'tom res l'mela v'shem Mordechai. V'omar Rav Elazar Mechanina, tzadik ovad l'doro. Ovadoro ovad. When a tzadik is lost, he's not lost intrinsically, he's lost for his generation. Wherever it is, the diamond's still a diamond. The pearl is still a pearl. It's just lost from the owner. Same thing, the tzaddik's not lost, right? But he's lost for the generation. It's lost for the owner, but it's not lost, right? The diamond's not going to get ruined. The pearl's not going to get ruined. Whatever it is, it's still a pearl. Now, all my wealth and everything is not worth anything to me whenever I see Mordechai. Omar Belozor and Rechanina. B'shoa Sheroa Homenes Mordechai Yoshe B'shara Melech. Omar Kol Zeh Nenu Shoveli. The first shot, the Gemara says, Rav Chisda, Dom Rav Chisda, Zeh Bo Be'Prus Boli, V'Zeh Bo Be'Prus Boti. Haman was originally a slave to Mordechai. And whenever he saw Mordechai, he remembered that that Mordechai was really the rich one, and he was the poor one who was sold to Mordechai. It reminded him of his past. Rashi. Yontif, he said this way, yeah. Shofesa Sakdeira, Moshiva Lakira. First you put the pot on the stove. He kru Yeshvisa. That's called Shvisa Sakdeira. Zeba Betrus Boli. Mordechai Bo'ila Betainus Osha. Mordechai reminded him that Mordechai was the rich one. Haman bought a tinus only, and Haman was the poor one. Shemachar Haman is atzim leMordechai called him lechein yomim rabim bekikre lechem. Haman was starving, and he sold himself for some loaves of bread to Mordechai and became his slave. Buli loshen osher. Buli is rich people. Kedamrinin v'shavart is gaon uschem elu bulo shabi Yehuda. Gaon uschem, your haughtiness of your might, that refers to the rich people. The Targum says Bulo Shabi Yehuda, and Buti is Lashon Anius. Kimo Havei Tavitenu Maseches Gittin, taking a surety, a guarantee for a loan. That's Buti. That's why Prusbul is a takona for the bull, for the rich people. That's why it's called a Prusbul.